explanation that uses the metaphor of rain. That the Holy Spirit is like rain. Now, we know that the Holy Spirit is like a dove, like fire, like the wind. But the Holy Spirit can also be like the rain. The Holy Spirit is like the rain in that when the rain comes down, I almost said when the rain rains, then I didn't, but then I did. When the rain rains, I'll go ahead and use it, that it rains on everything. I mean, unless it's something that's covered, the rain falls, as Scripture tells us, on the just and the unjust. The rain falls on all the living. And so each plant receives the rain just the same way. Same rain, same Holy Spirit. It's just that different plants, because of their need and what they were made for, will grow by that water towards the sun. S-O-N-S-U-N. We'll return to that in a moment. Will grow in its own way. The tomato plant will produce the fruits of tomatoes. The apple tree will produce apples, and so on and so forth. Each plant doing that which it is called to do as it is created, using the same rain. It's no different. That rain is one of the key elements that allows these plants to grow. The Holy Spirit is much like that. That the Holy Spirit pours down upon us, and whatever graces that we are in need of at this very moment, whatever grace that we are in need of to produce the fruit that Christ is calling us to produce, we are receiving at this very moment. Using this metaphor, though, one could easily say, well, Father, sometimes there is drought, and sometimes there are floods. That's for sure. There is a lot of confusion in our world, a lot of uncertainty, a lot of questions as to who we are and what we're supposed to do, what this is all about, when is this going to end? Not in reference to this homily, of course. More to the pandemic is what I was thinking, but be it what it may. These questions, I mean, fill in the blank, whatever question that sits on your heart and in your mind right now, whatever it is in your life that is causing you any anxiety or turmoil, or whatever it is that's lacking in your life, we groan, we yearn. St. Paul tells us in his letter to the Romans that our bodies, our very souls, still yearn for God. Like a soil in the midst of a drought, there is that great need to receive that which God has to give us. There's a great need to be open to whatever rains are sent our way. And there are still times of drought, still times of too much water. And why that is, I don't really know. Don't know for sure why it is that God allows there to be times when it seems like we need God's grace and it's nowhere in the sky. Sometimes it feels like, well, God, just leave me alone a little bit. I've done enough already. It seems at times that it's really not equal to our need, and yet for some reason, God allows this. God allows it so that, well, in some ways, that yearning within us, we feel it, we know it, we live it. So often that desire for God, that desire for something, even if we can't name it, the desire for something to fulfill us. And yet this confusion, the confusion of the Tower of Babel, all the way up to the present day, is all around us. That uncertainty that we have in our lives, that need for God's grace is still there. God is still working. still work. The rain isn't present today. It will come. We don't know when exactly, but we do know that the rains will come. And when they do, the grace of God will pour upon all of us in the way in which we are in need of. We hope for that grace, especially in times of difficulty, in times of trouble, so that we may feel the presence of God in our lives. We open ourselves up to that. As I was saying, we grow towards the sun, the metaphor of a plant being us, the plant, that we grow ever closer to the sun, the plants reaching into the heavens, always reaching, trying to touch the sun itself. They can never make it. We can never make it, not on our own. But the thing is, the sun comes to us. The rays of the love of the Son of God descend upon us in the form of the Holy Spirit, yet still today. Many may have been confirmed years and years and years ago. Some may have been confirmed just recently. The Holy Spirit is not just once and done, leave us to our work, wish us luck, and we're on our way. But the Holy Spirit returns to us time and time again. We have an opportunity to renew our baptismal vows. It's also what takes place at confirmation, that we renew our baptismal promises, as I said, our baptismal promises. Many of us, this young child back here as well, being held by her mother, she was not able to speak her baptismal promises, but her parents spoke them for her. We may not remember these times when we were baptized or even confirmed, but this opportunity to renew our baptismal promises is an opportunity to accept once more the Holy Spirit's work in our lives. A little architecture lesson before we do that, though, because I'm going to ask you in your kindness to humor me here in a moment, but before an architecture lesson, many churches, most churches, until recently, were built so that they always faced east. That the altar would have been on the east side of the church, and that's where all the people would have faced towards the east. Now, we're not like the Muslims. We don't always focus on a particular place, but we're always focusing on the east, the rising sun, S-O-N-S-U-N, always present. Our church, however, has been reversed. So if you can't tell, we're looking west because the sun shines in and makes it all hot, especially in the evenings. We're looking west. But it's still our spiritual east. Even though the church has been turned around, even though technically that is west, we still look east in our hearts. I've had it happen before that a retreat leader invited those present to renew their baptismal promises and to literally turn towards the west, not in any condemnation of anything towards the west, but that we're turning away from the sun and denouncing our sins at that point. And so, if you would, humor me, please stand and face the west. Our spiritual west. Sisters and brothers, I ask you, do you renounce sin so as to live in the freedom of the children of God? I do. Do you renounce the lure of evil so that sin may have no mastery over you? I do. Do you renounce Satan, the author and prince of sin? I do. Please, if you would, face our spiritual east. Do you believe in God, the Father Almighty, creator of heaven and earth. You believe in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord, who was born of the Virgin Mary, suffered death and was buried, rose again from the dead, and is seated at the right hand of the Father. You believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Catholic Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and life everlasting. I do. This is our faith. This is the faith of the Church. We are proud to profess it in Christ Jesus our Lord. Amen. Let us as the people of God receive the Holy Spirit today. We'll remain standing for our prayers of the faithful. Prompted and inspired by the Holy Spirit, let us now offer our petitions to the Father as we pray, Lord, bless your Spirit.
That the Church may be energized by the gift of the Holy Spirit, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, send us your Spirit.
That the Spirit may guide those who are working to protect life at all stages, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, send us your Spirit.
That those who are sick may be comforted by the uniting of their suffering to Christ's redemptive suffering, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, send us your Spirit.
That our ascension parishioners may be blessed with increasing faith, hope, and love, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, send us your Spirit.
For the parish for whom this Mass is being celebrated, and for all who have died, may they soon rest in the eternal peace of Christ. Let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, send us your Spirit.
For the prayers in our Book of Intentions, and for all those prayers which we hold within the silence of our hearts, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, send us your Spirit. Heavenly Father, hear us as we place our prayers before you and answer them according to your holy will. For we ask this through Christ.